Some thoughtful flute and harp music from The Jewels of the Madonna, the opera by Ermanno Wolf Ferrari, with AGOE and the Minnesota Orchestra. Next, we'll hear a classic piece with a classic performance, Leonard Bernstein, directing the Columbia Symphony Orchestra from the piano. We'll hear Mozart's 17th Piano Concerto next. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Hope you're having a great Friday so far. Support for the music this morning on KPR comes mostly from you. Thank you very much. But it also comes from Cromwell Environmental. Cromwell is providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations, more information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Here's the Mozart, the 17th Piano Concerto, this morning on KPR. Leonard Bernstein having fun at the piano with some of the cadenzas there. Leonard Bernstein directing the Columbia Symphony Orchestra from the piano for Mozart. On Kansas Public Radio this morning, that was Mozart's 17th Piano Concerto. Next, a classic by Maurice Ravel, and also by Richard Wagner, the Magic Fire music from Die Walküre. And next hour, listen for The Poisoned Fountain. What was Arnold Beck's thinking about when he wrote this piece for two pianos? Maybe one of the fountains in Tale of Two Cities? It's not clear. A beautiful aria from Martha, Oh So Pure. And at about 10:15, a fun piece by Carl Goldmark, the Rustic Wedding Symphony that has everything in it musically you'd want from a good peasant wedding out in the country. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan and KansasPublicRadio.org. Jeff Watson has a violin delight after the noon news, Joachim Roth's Cavatina, followed by one of the great Beethoven string quartets. Classical music continues from noon to three, right here on KPR. Styled after the old Spanish pavans, that was Maurice Ravel's Pavan for a Dead Princess. AGOE and the Minnesota Orchestra, this morning on KPR. It's about 7 minutes before 10. Looks like it's still nice and cool. 69 degrees in Lawrence on the way up to 84 sunny degrees today. Tonight dipping down to 64 degrees. And checking the weekend, there are some chances for scattered showers here and there. There's a 20% chance after 4 in the morning tomorrow. Then Saturday, a chance of showers, 30% after 4 p.m. Saturday night, 50% chance. Sunday, a 40% chance. And the chances continue clear through Tuesday. So, but it looks like, well, after all the rain stops, it won't be too terribly hot, about 85 degrees forecast for Wednesday after those chances for rain are passed. Next on Kansas Public Radio, here's the Cleveland Orchestra with Richard Wagner's Magic Fire music on KPR. The Cleveland Orchestra, the Magic Fire music from Die Walküre, one of the music dramas by Richard Wagner. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, kansaspublicradio.org.
I must grow a new claw. Well and good, for I can do it in a day.
Doors open 6:30, tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. This is KPR. We're live. We're local. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Again, after the news, The Poisoned Fountain. How long's it been since you've heard that? Music by Arnold Bax. It's for two pianos. It's 5 minutes of mystery. Then, Oh So Pure, the adoring aria from Marta by Flotov, and the rustic wedding symphony. Support for news next on KPR comes from the F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County, Kansas, for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340. It's KPR.
Live,
Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 282 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And now, The Poisoned Fountain for Pianos on KPR by Arnold Bax. Perhaps inspired by The Tale of Two Cities? Not sure. Couldn't find much on that. It's by Arnold Bax, and he called it The Poisoned Fountain for two pianists with the Jeremy Brown piano duo. Good morning. This is KPR. Happier Music next from Marta, a love song. And then we have The Rustic Wedding Symphony by Carl Goldmark. It's a great piece. It's a lot like Beethoven's Sixth Symphony about celebrations out in the country. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. And from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. Oh, So Pure, a love song about Marta from the show by Flotov, now on KPR. Jonas Kaufman is the tenor. Singing about the purity and radiance of Marta in Flotov's show. That's the tenor there. There's my playlist. Was Jonas Kaufman with the Prague Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Well, the musicians are warming up across the hall in the live performance studio. We'll go live with some music played by Latitude 39, saxophone, violin, and piano, with some very good selections coming up next hour as well. But next on KPR, this is Carl Goldmark, The Rustic Wedding Symphony. And the five parts we'll hear now are Wedding March, The Bridal Song, The Serenade, In the Garden, and The Dance. We've been enjoying The Rustic Wedding Symphony by Carl Goldmark, who was a friend of Brahms. They used to take long walks together. That was Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony, as played by Leonard Bernstein's New York Philharmonic. It's about a minute before 11, and after we hear a brass fanfare after the news, we'll go to the live performance studio, and you've got to stay and check out Latitude 39. It's an incredibly clear and accurate trio. Their playing is just spot on, of saxophone and violin and piano. And their show that they're promoting, the show that they'll bring us this morning, is called East Meets West. So you can check out Nick May Sax KPR.com to get the scoop on what we'll hear after the news on KPR.
Lee Isaac Chung directed his new film, Tuvi Theater, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Starting at 3 o'clock right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. For the rest of today, looks like a beautiful summer day. We should have sunshine and a high of about 84 degrees. We have some chances for showers over the weekend. It's mostly between 20 and 50%. I guess that biggest chance, 50%, is Saturday night. So tomorrow, temperature-wise, should be about 81. And Sunday, about 78. And then chances of rain clear through Tuesday. But next week should be in the 80s, so we're getting a little break from the terribly hot weather we had not long ago. Remember, you can check our playlists, see what's on air or what's been on at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR, the Jewish people are not conquerors in their own land, end quote. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
The opening movement of the Symphony 28 by Franz Josef Haydn here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's about a minute before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in with more music in just a few minutes. Afternoon news and Stardate here on Kansas Public Radio. You can always check our playlist to see what's on or what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org. Pianist Leonard Panario's take on Swonderful by George Gershwin on KPR.
Shut up. How both of you shut up.
SipPublicRadio.org.
We are in question of beyond the brink of a great discovery.
I'm Cormania Brown. Stay tuned for Jeff Watson's classics right after the noon news here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. You can listen through us to us through KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Well, the updated forecast, it's still supposed to be sunny with a high of 84 this afternoon, and we still have some pretty good chances of rain through, let's see, tonight, clear through Tuesday. Looks like the greatest chance of rain, 50%, will be Saturday night. But it should be really nice this weekend with temperatures in the lower 80s, maybe even 70s. It's 12:01. Good afternoon. This is KPR.